AM 1490, FM 105.5, WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere. WGCH, this center time is 8:21, and the third Thursday of each month at this time, we check in with the Greenwich Association of Realtors for our Greenwich Real Estate Report. Joining me on the line is the Executive Director, Executive Vice President, Stacy Lowe, and 2021 President, John McAtee. Stacy, John, good morning. Welcome. How are you guys doing this morning?
Good morning, Tony.
Doing well, Tony.
All right, some shocking numbers in for this month, or are they shocking? I don't know, big change. Stacy, what's going on?
Well, definitely a big change from what we've seen in the pandemic market, we'll call it. But these are very normal numbers for our Greenwich market, as we've reported in the past. So I'll go ahead and get into them, and John will definitely be able to give a bit more color to it, but we saw for October month end 43 single family residential closings. That's compared to October 2020, where we saw 99. So that was definitely an anomaly at the time, as were many other months that we reported on recently. And the median sale price for October 2021 was just over $2.2 million, a very small decrease from $2.275 million in October 2020. And the days on market was decreased also to 134 days from 173 days the year prior. That number did climb month over month slightly, so we are seeing some of these homes that have been on the market a little bit longer are starting to get sold again. We're running into inventory levels that are pretty low. So for buyers out there, it's a little bit slim pickings. So anybody who's motivated is looking for the right home right now. On the condo and co-op side, we saw 19 closings in October 2021. That's compared to 31 in October 2020, which again was a very strong month, October 2020. The median sale price for condos and co-ops increased slightly to $818,000. And the year prior, it was around $780,000. And the average days on market for condos and co-ops was around 116. That is a decrease from 152 days in October 2020. So faster than the year prior, but still a little bit lower on average than the month prior. And then pending sales, where we're at right now, for the month of November, is we have 78 single-family pending homes and 16 pending condo and co-op homes.
We knew, I guess, that things would end and change. From the pandemic levels. Are you surprised that it happened? So quickly, from what was it 99 or something like that the month before to 43.
Well, Tony, I'm not sure that this is completely expected. I mean, what we're seeing is an enormous slowdown, but as Stacy referenced, these are quite normal numbers. If you look over the last 10 years for the month of October, we've seen somewhere between 37 and 45 closings, so to have 43 is right in line with that. And again, there were unprecedented numbers in the fourth quarter in particular of last year. So I think this slowdown, which as dramatic as it seems, because it is the least number of transactions not only in for a month in 2021, but have to go all the way back to April of 2020 to see this type of number. But it's really in line, and I think we're seeing this slowdown, but more of a normalizing of the market and cyclical nature. But, you know, the real story is that it's a record year. So even with 43 closings in October, and actually, ironically, there are only two in Riverside, so that really is light for that piece of the market. But year-to-date, I mean, there have been 877 single-family closings, and that's 200 more than where we were last year at this time. That's, you know, 30% increase, and we have actually surpassed year-end numbers for 2020 when there were only 863. So we're already a percent and a half ahead of it. And the question is, it's a record year, but and the remainder of the next couple of months, by how much? And, you know, that's so, that slowdown equates, obviously, also into dollar volume. And for October, we were at $122 million, and that is $200 million less than October of 2020, but it's still the second highest October in the last 15 years. So, you know, you look in the aggregate for the year, and we've done $2.6 billion worth of transactions, and that's 40% higher than where we were this time last year, and has already exceeded the year-end numbers by 13%. So it's straight across the board. Median prices at record highs. Median price per square foot. You know, we're about $600 a square foot market wide. That's an increase of nearly 12% from last year. Looking at subsects of the market, Old Greenwich is the highest cost for the median price square foot at $718, and it really continues. It's lack of inventory, which is really the conversation about, is this going to continue going into 2022? But we just don't have enough inventory to satisfy the demand. The discount ratios reflect that. We have, on average, for the month of October, less than 1% of a discount margin. So they're achieving 99.1% of the offering price. And if you look at the year-end numbers on that, we're within a percent and a half of asking prices. And this really jumped out at me, is that in Riverside and Old Greenwich, year-to-date, the average percentage of sales received is 100.1 and 100.5%. Respectively, between Riverside and Old Greenwich. So on average, they're achieving higher than the initial offering price.
All right.
So it's really remarkable.
Who does this all benefit, the buyer or the seller at this point?
Well, currently it has benefited, you know, in the last couple of months, the seller. I think what's happened now with the lack of inventory is there is a level of frustration out there. And I think going into 2022, you know, we really do need to see, and we expect, an influx of inventory to give more choices to the buyer and have more of a normal process. I mean, I think with the lack of inventory, you know, you still see multiple bidding situations, and I think that has created some frustration, and now the buyers think about whether they even want to participate in that type of process. So we need this inventory to create more of a normalization of an equilibrium between inventory and demand. We expect it, and I think that 2022 is really going to be a baseline for, you know, the future of Greenwich real estate that's going to be positive for years to come.
All right. Well, Stacy, you guys get to take a little bit of a breather, I guess, after all this the chaos of the last 18 months or so, right?
No, our members never sleep. They're very busy, and they like being busy. So
like being busy. All right.
We'd like to keep it that way as long as possible.
Okay, fantastic. Well, it's going to be an interesting take in November for November's numbers when we reconvene in December, right, Stace?
Absolutely, yeah. Looking forward to reporting on that.
All right. We'll look forward to it as well. That's Stacy Lowe, John McAtee. John?
Have a great Thanksgiving in the interim. We'll look forward to seeing you next month.
Thanks very much. Same to you. Thank you, Stacy and John. Thank you.
Hey, Tony.
Be well.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
That's Stacy Lowe, Executive Vice President, Greenwich Association of Realtors, and John McAtee, 2021 President, GAR, with the monthly Greenwich Real Estate Report.